Hello, fans. This is Marty Lurie as we get ready for another great game in Giants franchise history. Fans, on this one, we're going to go back to April the 27th of 1973. It's at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. It's a Friday night, 14,370 there, and it matches up Jim Barr, right-hander for the Giants, against the great Hall of Famer Bob Gibson. Now, why is this one special? You're going to see, because Barr and Gibson hook up three times during the 73 season. This is the first of the three, and wait till you hear how these turned out. All right, 1973 for the Giants. They end up 88-74, and unfortunately they've got to chase the Reds at 99-63 and the Dodgers at 95-66, but still a good year for the San Francisco Giants, managed by Charlie Fox that year. All right, this is the first of this three-game series, and the Giants are going to end up taking two or three from the Cards. And for Jim Barr, he matches up with the great Bob Gibson. All right, here's the lineup for the Giants. Bobby Bonds, Tito Fuentes, Chris Spire, McCovey, Ed Goodson, Gary Thomason, Gary Matthews, Dave Rader is the catcher, and Jim Barr on the hill. For the St. Louis Cardinals, still a formidable team, Lou Brock, Ed Crosby, Jose Cruz, Joe Torre, Hall of Famer Ted Simmons, Bernie Carbo, Ken Reitz, Mick Kelleher, and Bob Gibson on the hill. So it's Jim Barr and Bob Gibson, and it is St. Louis. And the Giants, as I will say, they get off to a great start in the month of April in 1973. They go 17-5 for the month. June is another story for the Giants. They go 13-14, but this is part of a nice run that the Giants have as Gibson and Barr go at it in St. Louis. All right, Giants first. Bond strikes out. Fuentes a base hit. Spire flies to center. McCovey a walk, first and second. Ed Goodson a double, and the Giants are up 1-0. Gary Thomason grounds out to second to end the first inning. In the Giants' second, Matthews pops up to the catcher. Rader gets a base hit. Jim Barr strikes out trying to bunt. I'm going to have to ask him about that one. Bobby Bonds hits a triple, putting the Giants up 2-0, and Tito Fuentes strikes out. In the Cards' third, Barr is a tough customer today. Lou Brock gets a two-out triple, but Ed Crosby pops up to the first baseman, and that's it for the Cards in the third. In the fifth inning, Jim Barr a base hit. Bonds a base hit. It's first and third. Tito Fuentes a triple. And the Giants are now up 4-0. We are in the St. Louis sixth. And believe it or not, Lou Brock gets a base hit, puts runners on first and second. And that is the last hit that the St. Louis Cardinals get off Jim Barr today. We go to the Giants seventh. Tito Fuentes a sacrifice fly, which scored Bobby Bonds, who singled, stolen base, and it was an error on the shortstop. And Fuentes knocked him in. For Jim Barr, he retires the last 11 in a row. The Giants win this game 5-0 for Jim Barr. He is now 3-1 on the year. He goes 9 innings, complete game, 2 hits, no runs, a walk and 2 strikeouts for the great Hall of Famer Bob Gibson. Believe it or not, he's 0-3. Goes 8 innings, 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned. That error on the shortstop turned into an unearned run. 2 walks and 8 strikeouts. For the year, Gibson ended up 12-10 with a .277 earned run average. This game was played in an hour and 42 minutes. For Jim Barr, he wins game 3 of 6 straight for the Giants. He started the streak in L.A. when he beat Andy Messersmith 4-2. As I say, the Giants in June are 13-14. They come back to the pack a little bit. Not a bad year for the Giants in 1973. For Jim Barr on the year of 1973, he goes 11-17 with a .381 earned run average. During his career, 20 major league shutouts, 12 years with the Giants in California, and he goes 101-112. With the Giants, his record is 90-96 with a .341 earned run average. Now, what made this game interesting, of course, it's Gibson and Barr early in the season and a great game anytime you beat Bob Gibson. But these two matched up 2 more times during the season. And both times, Bob Gibson won the game 3-2 over Jim Barr. It happened on July the 6th. Gibson went 9 innings, 2 runs in an hour and 56 minutes. For Jim Barr, 8 innings, 3 runs. They match up again July the 16th. St. Louis behind Gibson wins again 3-2. 9 innings, 2 runs for Gibson. 8 innings, 3 runs for Barr in an hour and 49 minutes. How about that? An hour and 49 minutes. Wow. For Bobby Bonds, in 1973, 131 runs scored, 34 doubles, 4 triples, 39 homers and 96 RBIs, 43 stolen bases, hit .283, .370 on base, and a .530 slugging. Wow. He was traded to the Yankees for Bobby Mercer in October of 1974. How about that? What a great game. This one really was a great game in Giants franchise history, and these guys matched up 3 times that year, and this is one that I remember quite well. So I'm glad to bring it to you. Another great game in Giants franchise history.